Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Dalet, and we are 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis Amar Eish Lakish. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, and Miriam bas Sara Dina. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos. For Yecheskel Shraga b'Miril, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Devorah b'Shmuel, and Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the topic of the beginning of the second parak in Masechtas Yuma is the Avoida of Trumas Hadeshen, and the reason we're discussing the Avoida of Trumas Hadeshen is because the second parak begins discussing the Avoida on Yom Kippur. And it goes in the order of the Avoidas. The first Avoida that was done Yom Kippur was the same as the first Avoida that was done every day. And that was the Truma Sadesha. But as we saw briefly at the end of yesterday's daf, there are really two mitzvahs, two Avoidas, Shtayim Shein Achas, as it relates to the Desha. The Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tzav says, "V'lovash hakoyim midoy bad u'michnesei bad yilbash al basari," which literally means the koyin should wear the kesoynus and the michnesayim. What about the other begadim? The Gemara is going to discuss that. V'heirim es hadeshen ashetoychal ho'esh etzo'oylo ala mizbeach v'soma yetzal ha mizbeach, which means he's supposed to walk up the ramp of the mizbeach, take some deshen, we'll see how much in today's daf, bring it back down the ramp, and place it next to the Mizbeach. Now, what happened with that deshen that was placed next to the Mizbeach? It remained there forever. Miraculously, it was mentioned on Daf Chaf Aleph when the Gemara talks about the Asara Nisan that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So the deshen got swallowed, it was absorbed by the ground, it was placed by the Mizbeach, and Shom Tehei Menuchasa. The Pasuk continues with another avoida related to the deshen, upashad es begadim. The kohen removed his begadim, the lavash begadim acherim, and he put on other begadim, big day chayil, or maybe big day kodesh that were just of a lesser quality. V'hoitzi es hadeshen al michutz l'machana, and he took the deshen outside of the machana, outside of Yerushalayim, el makom tahar, and he placed it in a makom tahar. Chazal said that this next pasuk is not referring to the same deshen that the previous pasuk was referring to. This pasuk says, "V'hoitzi es hadeshen al michutz l'machana." The deshen of the previous pasuk, the Torah said, "V'somay etzal ha-mizbeach," and that's where it's going to be forever. Rather, this pasuk is describing the rest of the deshen that the kohen did not do the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen with. What happened to that deshen? So that deshen was shoveled into the center of the mizbeach, what was known as the tapuach, and from time to time it was removed from the Azara, v'hoitzei es hadeshen al michutz l'machana. The point is, there were two mitzvahs related to the deshen. The first was the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen. That was done every single morning. It was done with a very small amount of deshen. That deshen was placed etzal mizbeach forever. The second mitzvah that was done with the deshen was v'hoitzei es hadeshen al michutz l'machana. The Hoitzah Sadeshen. That was done with the balance of the Deshen, with the Deshen that there was no mitzvah of Truma Sadeshen done with. That, from time to time, was removed from the Makom HaMikdash. That was the mitzvah of the Hoitzah Sadeshen al Michutz LaMachana. The previous Gemara had mentioned a big chiddush in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that when it says in the Torah, Ufashat es begodov, the lovash begodim acherim, the Hoitzah Sadeshen, you put the kama, the lavash begadim, and then afterwards, acherim v'hoitzi asadesh, to teach us that even someone that's an acher, he's a fremda, he's someone that ordinarily can't do the avoida, such as a koyim balmum, he has a right to be moitzi asadesh al michutz l'machna. That the avoida of v'hoitzi asadesh is not really an avoida. And because it's not really an avoida, it's kosher, it can be done with a koyim balmum. In fact, if you look in the Balaturim, acherim v'hoitzi b'gematria koyhanim balimumim, shebalmum kosher v'hoitzi adeshen. The Balaturim brings a remez to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in this pasuk. But Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that v'hoitzi adeshen is not really an avoida, l'mayin nafkemina, it's kosher b'koyim balmum. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim used the word acherim to teach me something else. The Chachamim used the word acherim to teach me that the begadim that the Kohen wore when he was Moitzi Es Hadeshen had to be similar to the begadim that he always wore when he did the Avoda. It had to be Big Day Kahuna, albeit of a lesser quality. In other words, there would seem to be a machloikis. V'hoitzi ez adashen, is it an avoida or is it not an avoida? From the Shitas HaChachamim that learn v'lovash begadim acherim, that the Kohen had it with Big Day Kahuna, certainly sounds like it was an avoida. From Rabbi Eliezer, who says that from the word acherim I learned that even a Kohen bal mum, acherim v'hoitzi begematria koyanim balei mum. So it's comes out, if a Bamum can do it, it's not an avoida. So we would seem to have a machloikis. V'hoitzi ez adashen. Yeah, an avoida or not an avoida. On that note, I'm a Reish Lakish. We begin today's daf with a member from Reish Lakish. Said Reish Lakish, k'machloikis b'yitzokach, machloikis b'aroma. Just like this machloikis Rebbe Eliezer in the Chacham. Whether the Hoitzi Es Hadeshen is an Avoida or is not an Avoida. The same exact machloikis relates to the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. Rabbi Eliezer that says the Hoitzi Es Hadeshen is not an Avoida, a Kohen Bal Mum could do it, would hold Trumas Hadeshen is also not an Avoida. The Chacham that argue and they say the Hoitzi Es Hadeshen is an Avoida, would hold that Trumas Hadeshen is an Avoida as well. Rabbi Yochanan argued, he said machloikis b'itza. Machloikis is only regarding the Hoitzi Es Hadeshen. Aval b'harom, as it relates to Trumas Hadeshen, divya kol Avoida, everybody holds it's an Avoida. So a very fundamental machloikis. The Hoitzi Es Hadeshen was a machlokes tanah whether it's an avoid or not. What about Trumas Hadeshen? According to Reish Lakish, they're one and the same. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no, they're very different. The Hoitzi Es Hadeshen, there's a Rabbi Eliezer Shita that holds that it's not an avoid, it's kosher b'kayhanim bali mumen. But Trumas Hadeshen, everyone agrees it's an avoid. My time with the Reish Lakish, what's the makar to Reish Lakish? Amalach, Reish Lakish is going to tell Esau, if you're going to tell me Trumas Hadeshen is an avoid, yeshlocha avoid the shaksher b'shnei kelim, is there such a thing as an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, where all you had to wear was two begadim? Now, what Reish Lakish is referring to is the pasuk when it describes Trumas Hadeshen, it says, V'lavash HaKoyen, midoy bad. The Koyen shall wear midoy bad, which Rashi says means the ksoines, u'michnesei bad yavosh ha'adasara. And he should wear the michnesayim. Now, what happened to the other two begadim? So it sounds like that the Koyen only had to wear two begadim. So Reish Lakish said, if it's an avoidah, is there such a thing that a Koyen's only going to wear two begadim? Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Rabbi Yochanan says, everyone holds Trumas Hadeshen as an avoidah. So he'll tell you, Gali Rachman, a big sinus, a michnesayim, vuadin lebesafes v'amni. Don't make the diak, Reish Lakish. Even though it says in the Torah, only the sinus a michnesayim, but it means, of course, all of the dalad begadim. The Torah just picked two. Maishnahani, so why did the Torah pick those two? So Rabbi Yochanan says, because agav, we learn something from Midoy Bad, and we learn something from Umichnesei Bad Yilbash Al Basari. Midoy Bad teaches me Midoy Kemidasai, that the Ksoinis had to be fitted. It had to be custom, tailor-made. It had to fit the Koyim perfectly. And we learn it from the word Midoy Bad. Michnesei Bad teaches me. Look at the Tanya, something we learned at the Brayse. I mean, actually, how do you know that the Koyin is not allowed to put on any begadim before he puts on the Michnesayim? The first of the begadim the Koyin had to put on was the Michnesayim, his pants. Shenemar, because it says, Michnesei Bad Yilbash Al Basari. As if to say, the first thing that goes Al Basari is going to be the Michnesayim. So it says, Rabbi Yechon, Avada Trumas Hadeshen required all four begadim. Because Avada Trumas Hadeshen is an avoid that even Rabbi Eliezer that says Vahitzi Sadeshin is not an avoid admits that Trumas Hadeshen is an avoid. So why did Terry mention two begadim? Means four. So why do we mention two if it means four? Okay, it's a chiddush in these two. What's the chiddush? Halachos, the ksoinis had to be fitted and the michnasayim had to be the first bag. Reish Lakish, what is Reish Lakish going to do with those drushes? Reish Lakish says you can learn those drushes too. Meaning, at the end of the day, Reish Lakish says the Terry said ksoinis and michnasayim. Torah didn't say the other two begadim. Vaistais only these two. You want to know how I know your halachas, Rabbi Eichanan? Because at the end of the day, the Torah used irregular language. Midai, that's the way the Torah describes the ksainis. Doesn't say v'lova shakoyin ksainis. It says midai bad. Oh, why midai? Rabbi Eichanan, your drasha, kim midasai. Medafke rachmana b'losha midai. From the fact that the Torah used the word midai. And shleihei dava koyin l'nechesayim. And the fact that the first beggar you have to wear is the michnesayim. That may al-basari nafka. Because at the end of the day, why did the Torah write al-basari? Could have just said, oh, michnesay bad yilvash. Point is, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Eichanan, I'm asking to your two drashas. And your two drashas you can learn from this pasuk. But at the same time, you can't negate the fact that the Torah just mentioned two of the four begadim. And that's how I know that just like there's a shitas Rabbi Eliezer, the Vahitzi Hadeshen is not an avoida, so too Trumas Hadeshen is also not going to be an avoida. So, the Gemara, name a ketanoi. It would seem, perhaps, that this last shaylo is really a machloikis tana. So what's the last shaylo? Machloikis Rabbi Eichanan and Reish Lakish, whether just like there was a machlokes tanam if a hoitzi es hadeshen is an avoida, so too there's a machlokes tanam if trumas hadeshen is an avoida. But more specifically, Machloik is Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When it says in the Torah, V'lavash ha-koyim midei bad u'michnasei bad yilba shabasoy regarding the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Koyim should wear the Ksoinis and Michnasayim. Does it mean only the Ksoinis and the Michnasayim? Or does it really mean all four begotten? Reish Lakish said it means only the Ksoinis and the Michnasayim. And this was Reish Lakish's source that there's a mandamar anyways that holds that Trumas Hadeshen is not an avodah. Rabbi Yochanan said no. Avada, the Torah means that the Kohen should wear all four begotten. Gali Rachmana, the Torah said those two, it's self-understood that the other two as well. Why the Torah mentioned those two? For whatever reason. But the point is that Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, whether the Kohen that did Trumas Hadeshen wore only the Ksainas and Mechnasayim, he wore all four begotten. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Ram Bayram, it would seem that this Machloikas is really Machloikas Hanoi, Al Besaroi. It could have said Al Besari, me. Same pasuk. V'lovash hakoyim midei bad, u'michnesei bad, yilbash al besari. Why do you have to say the word yilbash twice? And if this Gemara sounds familiar, it's because we had this le'il daf yud beis amid beis. So it says v'lovash hakoyim midei bad. The kohen should wear midei bad, and then it says u'michnesei bad yilbash. We said already v'lovash. So why do you have to say yilbash twice? L'havi matznefes v'avnei la'roma divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Torah is coming to say that even though it says only that the kohen should wear the ksoinis and the michnesayim, so I would have thought maybe only those two, yilbash is a rebuy to tell me that the kohen also has to wear the matznefes. He also has to wear the avnet. In other words, he has to wear all four begotten. He says, "It's coming to teach me something else." The rabbi's big day kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shekshirim lekohen hedid. Yilbash is coming to teach me that if the kohen hedid wanted to wear the four big day lavan that the kohen gadol used to wear in Yom Kippur when he went lefnai v'lefnim, it's something that he has a right to do. So Yilbash doesn't teach me the other two begotten, but it teaches me that if the kohen hedid wanted to wear the kohen gadol's begotten of Yom Kippur, it's fine. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe commented on what Rabbi Yosef said. He said, "Shtei tshuvas b'lav." Two problems with Rav Daisa. Chada, number one, the Avnei Tish Kohen Gadol, what is that Avnei Tish Kohen Hedit? The Avnei that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur is not the same as the Avnei that the Kohen Hedit wore the whole year. The Avnei that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made of linen. The Avnei that the Kohen Hedit wore the whole year was the same as the Avnei that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year. It was made of kalim, so it's not the same Avnei, so there's no way he can wear it. And besides, what happened to Ma'ilu B'Kodesh? They may read it. How could a Kohen Hedit wear begotten that the Kohen Gadol wore? By the way, that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Lefnai V'Lefnim, you have a Ma'ilu B'Kodesh realm. The Ein Ma'iridin. So, Ela Matam Adoyim Yilbash. So, Rebbe said, what does Yilbash mean? The Rabbi is Es Hashchakim, a third Rasha. It's coming to teach me that if a Kohen wants to wear worn out clothing, the Halach is, he's allowed to. That's the Chiddush. V'nicham Sham. It says that after the Kohen Gadol wore his big day loving on Yom Kippur, he used to leave it there. What does the there mean? Malamish tunik nizah. You had to hide it. Rabbi Doisa l'shitasai, who just said that the Kohen Hedit was allowed to wear the Kohen Gadol's big day loving, said ruin hein l'Kohen Hedit, that no, really Kohen Hedit's allowed to wear it. Ma tamalim v'nicham sham. So what does v'nicham sham mean? Shlo yishtamish b'em Yom Kippur macher. Means that the Kohen Gadol himself shouldn't wear it another Yom Kippur. We just had this Gemara daf yud beis. But the point is you see from here a three way machlokes tanon had a darshan the extra word yilbash in the pasuk that talks about Trumas Hadeshen. V'lovash hakoyim midei bad, u'michnesei bad yilbash al besarei. Rabbi Yehuda says Yilbash is coming to teach me not only the Michnesayim and the Ksoinis, but even the Avnei and the Mitznefes. All four begotten. Rabbi Doisa said Yilbash is coming to tell me that a Kohen Hedit can wear the big day lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur. He can't wear the Shmoyne begotten of the Kohen Gadol, but the big day lavan, which is four begotten, that he could wear. Rebbe said Yilbash is coming to teach me that if a Kohen Hedit wants to wear shchakim, he wants to wear worn-out clothing, that's going to be okay. But le'inyoneinu, one Tana holds, it's coming to be marba all dal begadim, and the other two Tanaim hold that it's not coming to be marba the other two begadim. Zokti Gemara, my lab al kamifligi. It sounds like there's a machloikis. Trumas Hadeshen, four begotten or two begotten? The Marasav Ravoidehi. Rabbi Yehuda that says Yilbash is coming to be Marba or four begotten, it's because the elder was an Avoidah. So therefore you need all the al begotten. Marasav Alav Avoidehi. Whereas Rabbi Doisa and Rebbe both hold that it's not an Avoidah. So Luchura, the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether the Kohen that did the Trumas Hadeshen wore only the two begotten that are mentioned in the Pasuk or all four, isn't that Mamisha machloikis Tanoi? So the Gemara says, lie. The Kuli Alma Avoid. Maybe everybody holds it's an Avoid. Very posh to Terence. Maybe everybody holds you need the four begotten. I, Rav Doisa and Rebbe didn't darshan Yilbash to teach me the other two begotten. You know why they didn't darshan it? Not because they don't hold you need four begotten, because they had also posh it. Like Rav Yochanan said, Gali Rachmana by two, and Avada the other two as well. Why would you think not that way? So it's not the pshat that the machloikis in the drashas are, yeah, four begadim, no four begadim. Everyone holds four begadim. The shaila is, do I need a pasuk to teach me four begadim or not? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that held that maybe there would have been a havamina only two begadim, kamashmal and yulbash four begadim. Rabbi Dois and Rabbi Yehud, you don't even have a pasuk for it. But at the end of the day, it could be everybody holds like Rabbi Yochanan that really you need four begadim. So just to exhale for 1 second, the first part of the daf was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether Trumas Adeshe, is it poshut it's an avoida? Or maybe there's a tzad to say that it's not an avoida. V'hoitzi es adeshen, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, it's an avoida. Not Rabbi Eliezer said, a koyim bal mum could be moitzi the deshen. Vais toisi held, it's not an avoida. What about Shumas adeshen? Is there a chilek between Shumas adeshen and v'hoitzi es adeshen? Or is it one and the same? Reish Lakish said, k'machlokes b'itza, kach machlokes b'haram. Whatever your opinion is regarding v'hoitzi es adeshen, you're forced into that opinion regarding Trumas Hadeshen, because it's one and the same. Rabbi Yochanan said that no, one has nothing to do with the other. They're two avoidas, they both are done with Deshen, but at the same time, one is an avoida, Trumas Hadeshen, the other one's not avoida, Vahoytzi as Hadeshen, and what emerged from the Gemara is that in addition to the Nafkamina, could a Kayim Bal Mum do it, but it would seem there's another Nafkamina, Dalit begadim or only Beis begadim, and there's a little bit of a makar to only Beis begadim, because when the Torah mentions Trumas Hadeshen, it says v'lavash akoyim midoy bad umichnasei bad yibol shavasori. It's a very mysterious pasuk. Torah mentions two of the begadim. What happened to the other four? Reish Lakish said, "Thus is my makar that it's not really avoida, because it was an avoida. You don't find an avoida that's done with two begadim. You can't do an avoida with only two begadim. It's mechusa begadim. So you'll tell me it's gzeiras hakasav." But Reish Lakish said, "Vashtate in the gzeiras hakasav that it's not an avoida." And that's why only two begadim. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I don't think you can build such a big chiddush based on this. Could be the Torah mentioned two of the begadim, and who had in the other two? By Rabbanan, Trumas Hadeshen Mekama. What's the sheer Trumas Hadeshen? And the tzadim that Rabbanan had were interesting. The Torah refers to Trumas Hadeshen as Truma, the Heirim as Hadeshen. So we're using the word Truma. Said Rabbanan, if that's the case, maybe we have precedent. Meaning, let's try to find other parashas in the Torah where there's a halacha of teruma, and maybe we can learn from there. Mitrumas meiser ofin halacha. Should we learn from trumas meiser? Now, trumas meiser is the meiser that the Levi had to give from the meiser rishon that he received. So, you have a field, Eretz Yisrael, you have to give truma, you have to give meiser. Meiser is me'eser, kishmoy kachi, 10%, tithe. That's something that you had to give to the Levi. When the Levi received meiser, he had to give meiser min ha-meiser, also known as trumas meiser, which was also 1/10. It was 10%. So the share of Trumas Meiser is 10%. So said Rav Avin, maybe Trumas HaDeshen is 10%. You have to assess how much Deshen there is on the Mizbeach. 10%. That's the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. Or maybe Trumas Midian, Yalfin Allah. Or maybe it's one time from Trumas Midian. After the Yidden fought against the Midianim, the Koimes HaMidianim, the Kisama. So maybe it's after the parish of Midian, so the Yidden had to give 1/500th of the Shalal as Truma. So that's a different share for Truma. It's 1/500th. So is it 1/10th or is it 1/500th? Tashma, the Tani Rabchia, Nemekan the Herim, Venema Lahalam Behirim. It says Behirim here and it says Behirim there. Where's there? Not Trumas Meiser and not Trumas Midyan, none of Rab Abin Stodim, but rather it says Veherim by the carbon Mincha and Malahalon Bekumtsoi, just like where it's over there, it's Bekumtsoi, Veherim Mimenu Bekumtsoi, Avkam Bekumtsoi, Soto here Bekumtsoi. And really the drasha is, the Torah here says Veherim as Hadeshen, and by the Mincha the Torah says Veherim Mimenu Bekumtsoi. It's not just the same Shoirish, it's not just the same word, Ubaha Koye. V'shav ha-koyin. It's v'heirim es hadeshen, v'heirim imenu b'kumtzoy. When the Torah says v'heirim, it means a shir koyin. So that's the shir. The shir is a koyin. Now, it's a little different than a mincha. A mincha, the koyin was the etzem koyin of the koyin. Koyin would take his hand, he would stick it into the soiles, it was an avoda kasha, and he came up with a koyin. So whatever his hand was, whatever his koymitz was, that was the shear. Over here, you're not going to take your hand and stick it into the burning coals. We don't advise that. So over here, you're going to use a machta. But it should be the equivalent thereof to whatever a koymitz would be. Zokti Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said, Arba avoidas zor chayev aleim misa. There are four avoidas that if a zor does these avoidas, he's going to be chayev misa. So the remainder of the daf is going to be a new topic, and it's really a very yisoidi topic as it relates to kachim. So the pasuk says in Parashas Korach, Va'ata uvanecha itcha tishmeru eskuhu naschem l'chol varam ezbech. Hashem is talking to Aharon. This is one of the parashiyos where Hashem is talking directly to Aharon. Va'yoymer Hashem el Aharon. Ata uvanecha uveisavicha itach tisu esavoyin ha-mikdash va'ata uvanecha itach tisu esavoyin kuhu naschem. So Hashem turns to Aharon, he tells him, you have the responsibility, you have the achrayas of the Beis HaMikdash. So in that parsha, va'atu v'necha itcha tishmur eskuhu naschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach ule mibeis la-paroiches va'avadetem avoides matone etein eskuhu naschem v'hazor akorev yumos. So it's a little bit of an ambiguous pasuk. There's a lot happening. The gist of the pasuk is that Aharon uvanov, they're going to be the ones that have to do the avoida. V'hazor hakorev yumos. But if Hazor does the avoida, he's going to be chayiv misa. Implying that, number one, Hazor can't do the avoida. We know that. And additionally implying that if Hazor does do the avoida, yumos, he's going to be chayiv misa. Stating that, Rav said, not every time Hazor does the avoida is he chayiv misa. Arba avoida, Hazor chayiv alei misa. There are four avoidas that if Hazor does then, he's going to be chayiv misa. What are the four avoidas? Zriko, v'haktoro, v'nisuch hamayim, v'nisuch hayayim. The Levi Yomar, Levi added, he said, Av Trumas Adeshen as well, which is why we're talking about this right now. V'chein Tani Levi b'masnisei, Levi once taught a braisa that said this, Av Trumas Adeshen, that Trumas Adeshen as well. So Azar is not allowed to do the avoid. V'hazar hakarev yumos. But not every time Azar does the avoid, is it chayiv misa. Azar can never do, he's always over a lav. But what about the chayiv misa? That's only according to Rav, four avoidas. Mi, zrika, haktara, nisa, chamayim, nisa, chayayim. Levi said five. He said even Trumas Adeshen. So just a few things before we start the Gemara. Number one, in Kachem, you often learn about the Dalet Avoidas, but these are not the same as these Dalet Avoidas. The Dalet Avoidas in Kachim are the Dalet Avoidas Adam. Those are the four Avoidas that were ma'akev in every single carbon. Anytime a carbon was, it doesn't matter what carbon it was. It doesn't matter if it was an Oila, a Chatas, a Shlomim, a Nashon. It doesn't matter if it was a carbon Pesach. There were four Avoidas that were always ma'akev. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halachas, yeah, the Shechti animal. A Kohen had to receive the Dam HaNefesh of the animal in a Klisharis. A Kohen had to walk the dam now to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika, which was the climax. But Shechita, Kabbalah, Ilacha, Zrika, those were the four Avoidas Adam. These are the other Dalet Avoidas. Zrika, Haktara, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYam. Number two, Zrika means a lot of things. Because every carbon has Zrika, and Oifois have Zrikois, and different Zrikas are different. But Zrika is a very general term. That whatever the equivalent thereof of the Zrika is, that's Haktara is also. Haktara could be Haktara as a Murim. Haktara can mean the Haktara of all the Basar of an Oila. It could also be the Haktara of a Koimitz, for example, by a Mincha. So Haktara is also a general term. So Zrika is an inclusive term. So is Haktara. Nisach HaMayim is specifically Ushafta Mayim B'Sasim that was done on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. And Nisach HaYayin was the Umenchasam in Eskeim Kimedubar. That was the Yayin that was poured on the Mizbeach together with certain Karbonas. Levi said that in addition to those four Avoides, if a Zar would do Chumas Hadeshen, he would be Chayim Nisa. Zokti were my time in the Rav. How did Rav come up with these four Avoides? It's based on the pasuk that we just mentioned. Again, it says, Atu Vanech Itcho Tishmures Kunasim Chodvar Mizbeach Lumbeis La Perukhs Vavadetem Avoides Matana Etenes Kunaschem Vav Zor HaKorev Yumos, said Rav, that two diyukim in this pasuk. Number one, avoidas matana. It says, avoidas matana etein esku nascha. Now, Pash Pshan in those words, avoidas matana, Rashi says in Chumash, b'matana nesati olachem. Hashem is telling Aharon that to do the avoidas matana, it's avoidas matana. Chav dalen matnois kuhuna, miloshe matana. Doing the avoida is a matana. That's the Pasha Pshat. But Rav Darshan, Avoidas Matan, an Avoida of Matana. If you're doing an Avoida where you're giving, you're placing, Zrika, you're putting Dam on the Mizbech, Haktar, you're putting something on the fire of the Mizbech, Nisuchamay Nisuchayam, you're pouring water, you're pouring wine, as opposed to Avoida Siluk. If you're removing something, as we'll see, many Avoidas involve Siluk, taking something away. Removing something is not called an Avoida. That's the first Drasha. Va'avadetem, it says in that Pasik, Va'avadetem, the word Vavadatem teaches me Avoidotamov. Avadatem is made up of the Ovad and tam, avoida, tam, it has to be a complete avoida, loy avoida, sheshachre avoida, as opposed to an avoida that's followed by another avoida. So there's two criteria, there's two boxes you have to check off in order for a zarah to be chayiv misa. Number one has to be avoidas matana, because it says avoidas matana etenes kunaschem in this pasuk. Additionally, it has to be an avoida tam, because it says va'avadetem. And tam means miloshen tam, it has to be an avoida tam. Levi, what about Levi? Levi was marba even Trumas Hadesha. Levi can't simply go with the drasha of Rav, because Trumas Hadeshen is an avoida siluk. Why is it an avoida siluk? Because you're removing the deshen from the mizbeach. So if that's the case, if Levi simply held like Rav, then Trumas Hadeshen would be on the outside looking in. And a zor that does Trumas Hadeshen wouldn't be chayiv misa. So Levi that says that Trumas Hadeshen is included in Vahazar HaKarev Yumas, how does he know that? Says Levi, I agree principally with the drash of Rav. However, it said in the Torah, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, and L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach is a riboy. Everything involved with the Mizbeach, L'Rav is Trumas Hadeshen, even though it's an Avoid HaSiluk, even though you would have thought that really it shouldn't be included. V'Rav, what does Rav do with the riboy of L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach? Hu La'asu Yesheva Hazoy Shebefnim V'Shebe Mitzayir. There's certain zrikas, there's certain hazoyas that weren't done on the Mizbeach. So for example, there were hazoyas that were done on the Heichol, that were on the Paroiches, there were hazoyas that were done on the Aron, Bein Abadim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, on Yom Kippur. There were hazoyas that were done on the Mitzayirah. So there were different hazoyas that were done that didn't involve the Mizbeach. Says Rav, they're included in zrika. How do I know they're included in Zrika? From L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. For Levi, how does Levi know that? Because he held there's two things you can learn from L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. Dvar, L'chol Dvar. Dvar teaches me one halacha, L'chol Dvar teaches me another halacha. So he knows Trumas Hadeshen, and he also knows the Zrikas that weren't done on the Mizbeach. V'rab Dvar, L'chol Dvar. He didn't hold of that, Rasha. So bottom line, according to Rav, there's Dalet Avodas that if a Zohar does them, he's going to be Chai Misa. According to Levi, there's a fifth. The four, according to Rav, are Zrika, Haktar, Nisa Chamay, Nisa Chayayin. How does he come up with those four? Because based on the Pasuk, there's two boxes you have to check off. Number one, it has to be an Avodas Matana, as opposed to an Avodas Siluk. Number two, it has to be Vavadetem. It has to be an Avodas Tama. Those four meet that criteria. There's nothing else that meets that criteria. Levi was Moisef even Trumas Hadeshen. Had Levi know to be Moisef even Trumas Hadeshen? Because he darshan l'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. And l'chol Dvar HaMizbeach teaches me even Trumas. What's the chiddush of Trumas Hadeshen? Even though it's an avoid asilog, still it's going to be included. Freit the Gemara Akasha. The Ema, according to Levi, how do you have the right to darshan Trumas Hadeshen? Why don't we say l'chol Dvar HaMizbeach klal? Avoidas matana prat. Klalu prat in bechlal ala mashu beprat avoidas matone in avoidas silu kloy sa'ayim berishoyne. But the point of the Gemara's question is, you have a right to make drushes. I mean, l'chol dvar mizbeach is being marba, that even though it says in the Torah avoidas matone, but l'chol dvar mizbeach is a ribuy. It says that there is an example of an avoidas siluk that's going to be chayav. Now, most avoidas siluk, in fact, all other avoidas siluk will not be chayev. So whatever the siluk is, you're not going to be siluk habazichin, like we'll see, you know, those things you're not going to be chayev for. But there is an example of an avoidas siluk you'll be chayev, even though it says avoidas matana, and that's one of the boxes you have to check off, because of l'chol dvar HaMizbeach. So there's an idea that even though the Torah says it has to be avoidas matana, but in the pasuk there's a ribui that says there is an example of something that's not avoidas tama that's going to be included. But the Gemara's kasha is, at the end of the day, if you set this pasuk up, this seems to be a klal of prat. And your drasha can't go connected to klal of prat. Because klal of prat is one of the Yudgum Midash Atar and Nidrashas Ben. What's the klal of prat? L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach would seem to be the klal. All avoidas. And then it says avoidas matana. That's a prat. As opposed to an avoidas siluk. It's afraid to Gemara. How do you have a right to be marba Trumas Hadeshen even though it's an avoidas siluk? If all I had was a drasha ba'alma to be memayet avoidas siluk, so good, you can counter the miut with a riboy. The problem is, I have a klal uprat. I can't go connected a klal uprat. It's one of the yud gimel midas of Rabbi Shmuel Oimer fame. That's not something I could do. So afraid to Gemara, why don't we say l'chol dvar mizbeach is a klal, avoidas matana is a prat, klal uprat in b'chal lo mashav prat, avoidas matana in avoidas siluk loy a makra. So Levi said, it's true, there is a klal uprat in this pasuk, but at the same time, the Torah, after it mentions the klal of l'chol dvar mizbeach, it says right afterwards, ulimi beis l'paroiches. Now, ulimi beis l'paroiches means the other side of the paroiches, the kodesh hakodashim side of the paroiches. And we learn from here that there is a klal uprat, l'chol dvar mizbeach, and then it says, avoidas matano. But the klal uprat is only as it relates to an avoida that's ulami beis laparoiches. That's in the kodesh hakadoshim. So if there's an avoida in the kodesh hakadoshim, there you have the klal uprat. But if it's an avoida that's outside the kodesh hakadoshim, you don't have the klal uprat. And we learn from here that it's dafka over there in mi beis laparoiches the avoidas maton of le avoidas siluk. But if it's outside of the kodesh hakadoshim, afilu avoidas siluk, even avoidas siluk would be included. Now, what's an example of an avoidas siluk that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that we're saying the Klal Uprat is coming to exclude? So an example would be, says Rashi, Kegoin Haitzos Kafu Machta. The Kohen Gadol used to make a special trip into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the spoon and the shovel. The reason there was a spoon and shovel there is because it was a special k'tiris that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he used to walk in with the Kaf and the Machta. He would leave it there, and then he would make a special trip to take it out. So that's an avoida, l'chayra. The Haitzah of the Kaf and the Machta. So being that the Haitzah of the Kaf and the Machta is an avoida, that's the avoida siluk that the Pasuk is coming to exclude. But as it relates to avoida siluk, that's not mi beis laparoiches, even though it's excluded, because it says avoidas matana, but not in the klal uprat sense. And it's for that reason the chol dvar hamizbeach could be marbet. But the Gemara says, Ihochi, if that's the case, va'avadetem nami el mibeis laparoiches hu da'avoida tamo v'loy avoida sheyesh achrei avoida ha'bechutz afilu avoida sheyesh achrei avoida. So should we make the same exact drosha, and we should say that when the Torah said va'avadetem, which is the makar to the other criteria of avoida tamo, maybe it's only lemi beis laparoiches. So if it's on the other side of the paroiches in the kodesh hakadoshim, that's where there's halacha of avoida tamo. But if it's in the azara, maybe there's no halacha of avoida tamo. That would have implications in the sugya. The Gemara says no, because when it says va'avadetem, there's a vav. It says va'avadetem hoda arve kro, and the vav is ma'arvin, and says no, avoida tamo is really negeya everything. As opposed to where the pasuk said avoidas matana, there's no vav. Doesn't say va'avoidas matana. As for that reason, that's only negeya in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what's emerging from this Gemara, the way Levi understood the Gemara, is, well, the way Levi understood the Pasuk, is that it says L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, which is a klal, and then it says V'avadetem Avodetamo, and it says Avodes Matano, that it has to be an Avodah of giving as opposed to an Avodah of Siluk, and that's the criteria for when we have the Halach of Azor HaKarev Yumos. Stating that, there's a nafgamina between Avodetamo and avoidas matana. Avoidas tamo is a tnai even not for avoidas that are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avoidas matana is only a tnai for an avoida that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do you know that? Because it says, L'chol dvar hamizbeach, ulim mibeis laparoiches. So it sounds like the prat is only for ulim mibeis laparoiches. Now, even though right after ulim mibeis laparoiches, it mentions both of the pratim, so how do you know one prat is negei l'mibeis laparoiches, the other one not? Because by avoidas tamo, it says va'avadetem, the vav is mechaberet even to what it says before ulim beis laparoiches, as opposed to avoidas matana, where you don't have that vav. So a little bit of a complicated gemara as it relates to pshat tava. But what emerges from this gemara is that according to Levi, even though there's a condition that the only time a zaris chayiv misa is if he does an avoidas matana as opposed to an avoidas siluk, this condition is only true if the avoida was done in the kodesh hakadoshim, such as haitzas kafu machta on Yom Kippur. But if the avoida was not in the azara, you don't have it. By Rav had a shayla avoidas siluk behechol mao. What about an avoidas siluk in the hechol? The Heichel is not the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's also not the Azara. Lif nimet aminol, do we compare it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Ay luchutz med aminol, do we compare it to the Azara? Zoch the Gemara, hod apashto, he was poshted it. It could have said, mi beis laparoiches. Instead it said, ulim mi beis laparoiches. And we learn from there that the Heichel is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So an avoida siluk in the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be treated, avoida siluk in the Heichel would be treated like an avoida siluk in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the halach is that you would be potter, according to Levi. It wouldn't be a situation where the Zohar would be chayiv misa. But one thing is clear, as we move along in this Gemara, is that if a Zohar would do an avoida in the Heichel, for sure, he would be chayiv misa, assuming it fit the criteria. So Elamayata, afraid to Gemara, if that's the case, Zor shes sider es ha-shulchan l'chayiv. If a Zor was masada the shulchan, if a Zor would take the Yud Beis Chalas and he would put it on the shulchan, he should be chayiv. Meaning, based on our criteria of when is Aras Chayiv Misa, the Gemara's argument it should be Chayiv. So the Gemara, no. Ikus Sidur Bezichin. It's not true. It's not an Avodah Tama. Because after putting the Yud Beis Chalas, there were two Bezichei Lavoina. There was a little bit of Lavoina that was put on the Shulchan as well. That comes after Sidur Chalas. As a result, it's not an Avodah Tama. Sidur Bezichin L'Chayiv. Okay, if a Zohar does a Sidur Bezichin, it should be Chayiv. The Gemara says, no. Ikus Siluk V'Haktara. After the Sidur of the Bezichin, you had to remove the Bezichin, and then you had to take the Bezichin Levoina, be maktered on the Mizbeach. So there were more Avaydis that had to be done. More Avaydis, therefore it's not mentioned. Now, ask the Kasha, Bichaya for Siluk. No, that's not a Kasha, because Avaydas Siluk, you're certainly not going to be Chaya for. Ask the Kasha that maybe you should be Chaya for the Akhtara. You are Chaya for the Akhtara. That's included. But for the Sidur of the Yud Beis Chalas and for the Sidur of the Bezichin Levoina, then you're not going to be Chaya. Zosha Sidur is a Menorah L'Chaya. What about a Zohar that was Mesadur the Menorah? He set up the Menorah. He was Mativ the Neiros. He should be Chaya for that. Ikin Nesinas Psilo. No, because after you Mesadur the Menorah, you have to put the wicks in. There's another Avodah. It's not an Avodah Tam. Nasan Psilo L'Chaya. If you put the wicks in, you should be Chaya. Ikin Nesina Shemen. You have to put the oil in afterwards. Nasan Shemen L'Chaya. You put the oil in, you should be Chaya. Now, Ika Hadlaka. You have the Hadlaka. Hidluk L'Chaya. Okay, if you did the Hadlaka, what do you do after the Avodah? Hadlaka. Sakti Gemara, a Chiddush Neira that we're going to talk about. Hadlaka Lav Avodah. Hadlaka is not an Avodah. Zohar is allowed to do the Hadlaka. So if a Zohar is allowed to do the Hadlaka, say he's not Chaya. Faith to Gemara, Faloy. Is that true? Hadlaka is not an Avodah. Tanya, we're looking at the price of an Osman. They are not Mizbeach. The Gehanna had to be the ones that put the ish on the mizbeach for orchu etzem alo ish, and then they set up the wood on the fire. We made, and we learned from this pasuk alatzotzas aliso shloite yela b'kain kasher that any time a fire had to be lit on the mizbeach, for whatever reason, they had to light some twigs. Anytime a fire had to be lit on the mizbeach, a kohen had to be the one to do it. So what's the kasha? If a kohen has to light the fires on the mizbeach, it's fair to assume that a kohen would have to be the one that lights the menorah as well. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good assumption. Hatzotz alis avoideh, yeah. Lighting fire on the mizbeach is an avoideh. But hadlaka lav avoideh, but hadlaka sa menorah is not of elmiyat. Zor shesidah sa marocha l'chayv. Okay, a zor that's mesadeh de marocha, he should be chayv. Again, what the Gemara is doing now is we have criteria of when a zor is chayv. And the Gemara is just firing away with a whole bunch of different avoidas. Here the kohen should be chayv. The zor, if he did, should be chayv. Here if a zor did, it should be chayv. So afraid the Gemara, if a zor was mesadeh the marocha, he set up the whole marocha very nicely. He should be chayv. No, ikus sidur shnei b'zirei etzim. After the marocha was set up, everything is ready to go. There was a special avoida. Take two logs of wood and put that on top. Okay, sidur shnei b'zirei etzim. At least if a kohen zor put the two gzirim, he should be chayv. Ikus sidur evarim. No, because after you put the etzim, then you had to line up the evarim. That's an avoida that comes afterwards. So again, it's not the last avodah. If it's not an avodah tam, it's not the last avodah, you're not going to be chayv. Amar Rav Asi, afraid to go, is that true? Amar Rav Yoich, Rav Asi, in the name of Rav Yoich, and Zosh, see the Shnei Gziri Eitzim chayv. If a Zohar is Mesad, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, he is chayv. We just asked the Kashi, you should be chayv. The Gemara says, no, you're not chayv. What do you mean? I know Rav Yoich, and said, you're chayv. So the Gemara says, I hear. Rav Yoich, and held you chayv. But Rav and Levi, they're the man da amrim of our sugi, they held Yenachayev. And what's the machloikis? Ba pligi, marsov avoydatami, umarsov alav avoydatami. Rabbi Yochanan held it's an avoydatama. He held that the shnei gziri etzim is the avoydatama. After the shnei gziri etzim, you put the evarim, that's already considered a separate avoydah. Whereas Rav and Levi held that no, the putting of the evarim is the end of this avoydah. Therefore, putting the shnei gziri etzim is not an avoydah tamu, and that's why you're not going to be chayev. So again, we have a machloikis, Rav and Levi. According to Rav, Azar is never allowed to do the avoydah. But when it says in the Torah, Azar Karev Yumas, it means four avoydahs. Zrika, Haktar, Nischa, Nischaya. Levi, based on the drasha, was moisef, even the Trumas Hadashin. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, Tanya Kavasi, we have a Bryce that supports Rav, and we have a Bryce that supports Tanya Kavasi the Rav, right to Rav, Avoidah Shazar Chai Vadei Miso. These are the following avoidahs for which if a Zar does it is Chai Miso, Zrika's Dam. If he does this Zrika, Bein Lefnim, doesn't matter if he does it, Lefnim, Bein Lefnai V'Lefnim, or if he does it, Lefnai V'Lefnim, V'Hamaze B'Chatas Oif, or if someone does Hazor with the Chatas Oif, V'Hamematza, Mitzui was the equivalent of Zrika that was done with the Oilas Oif, V'Hamakter B'Oilas Oif, meaning V'Hamematza V'Hamakter B'Oilas Oif, that's the way you read it, V'Hamenasek Shleishas Luganayim, or Nisach Hamayim, V'Shleishas Luganayim, and Nisach Yayim, this Bryce is Mamash Rab, right? It mentions Zrika, it mentions Akhtara, it mentions Nisach Hamayim, and mentions Nisach Chayyan. Doesn't say anything about Trumas Hadashin. This is the Tanya Kavasi the Rav. Tanya Kavasi the Levi. Avoidah Shazar Chai Vilei Misa. The following are a list of Avoidah which Shazar Chai Misa. Hamerim Es Hadashin. That's the first one. Mamish Levi Shito. The Sheva Hazoyish Abifnim. The seven Hazoyish that were done inside the Heichel, v'shevim mitzayra, the azayis that were done on the mitzayra, v'hamayla al gavi ha-mizbech, or if somebody puts on the mizbech, bein davar kosher, and even bein davar apostle, but the point is, it's the tanya kavasi the Levi, for the opening remarks of the Braisa that says that if a zar would do the Trumas Hadeshen, he would be chayv. So this last part of the daf, the majority of daf chav dalid, is really a little complicated, just in some of the cheshvin, some of the drushes. I ain't taisvis, taisvis yeshanim. To be shining much a little bit to understand all the cheshvin of the Gemara. But in terms of the takeaway from the Gemara, that's very, very clear. A zar is not allowed to do the avodah. Avodah has to be done by the kohanim. The pasuk says in Parashas Korach, the hazar hakarev yumas, stating that not every time a zar does the avodah is it going to be chayiv misa. When is he chayev? Machloik is Rav, Levi, and we also saw, tucked in the sugya, a shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds, there's four avoidas. There's dalad avoidas Adam, there's the dalad avoidas for which Azar is going to be chayev Misa. Zrika, Haktara, Nisa Chamayim, Nisa Chayayim. And like we mentioned, Zrika is an inclusive term, and Haktara is an inclusive term. Additionally, the Nisa Chamayim, Nisa Chayayim. Levi added even the Trumas Hadeshen, which is why we're talking about it here in the beginning of Perek Barishayna, the second Perek of Masechtes Yuma. Rabbi Yochanan added that if a zar would be Masada, the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim would be Chayiv as well. And the Gemara even had a Hezber that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shnei Gzirei Yetzim is the last Avoida. What comes afterwards is already a new Avoida, and therefore he included it in the list. But as it relates to the way we came up with these four Avoidas, it's really based on two drushes in the pasuk of the Hazar Akar of Yumas. In that pasuk it says, Va'avadetem. Avadetem is Miloshen Avoida Tama. Like Uchsavtem, Ksiva Tama, you have this drush in many places in Shas. Va'avadetem means Avoida Tama. Avoida Tama means an Avoida She'ein Achareo Avoida. There's no Avoida that follows it. Only then are you going to be Chayev. Additionally, it says in the pasuk, avoidas matono eteines kunaschem. It has to be an avoidas matono as opposed to an avoidas siluk. Based on those two criteria, said Rav, there's only four avoidas that could check off those two boxes, and that's why there's only four avoidas that Azar would be chayv. Levi added Trumas Hadeshen, even though Trumas Hadeshen is an avoidas siluk, you're removing the deshen, ve'erim es hadeshen, that's the mitzvah. Even though there's a matana chelik as well, right? You're supposed to put it next to the mizbeach. But the ikur avoida is the vehera mesadeshen. But he had a drasha for that. Rabbi Yochanan was moisif the sidur shnei zira yetzim because he held it's an avoida tama and it's an avoida smatana. Afterwards you do the haktar, that's already a whole new cheshvan. Doesn't take away from this being an avoida tama. So just two ha'aris if we have time. We'll start with one. As it relates to today's daf. There's a sefer that's called Yad HaLevi. Yad HaLevi was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Goyv Shechter Shlita. He's a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik Shlita. And in his sefer on Masechtes Yuma, he asks a ha'ara. He says, the Gemara says that according to Rav, there's arba avoidos that azor is chayv alei misa. Zrika, haktara, nisach hamayim, and nisach hayayim. And the cheshben is, because these four avoidas are both avoida tama, and they're avoidas matana. So Freit, Rav Shechter, says, I don't understand, why is Zrika an avoida tama? Now you can say, well, Zrika is the ultimate avoida tama. But there's machlokes in Shas, where the Shvicha Shirayim was ma'akev, or Shvicha Shirayim was not ma'akev. So the Zrika wasn't done with all the dam. The Zrika was done with some of the dam. In fact, depending on what carbon it was, that determined how many zrikas there were. Some carbonists had one zrika, some had two, some had four. Very little dam was actually put on the mizbeach. So what was done with the shirayim? What was done with the leftover dam? So there was a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. It had to be poured down the yisoid of the mizbeach. There's a mitzvah shvicha shirayim, and there's a machloikis in Shas, a machloikis that permeates Masechtes Zvachim, where the shirayim was ma'akev, or the shirayim was not ma'akev. But according to one man, the shirayim was ma'akev, which means that if you would do the zrika but not do the shvicha shirayim, you didn't get kapara. If that's the case, it should come out l'chayra that zrika is not an avodah tama. The zrika has a zrika afterwards, right? Just to spell it out, shchita is not an avodah tama. Kabbalah hilacha and not avodah is tamos. Why not? Because after the shchita there's kabbalah, and after the kabbalah there's hilacha, and after the hilacha there's zrika. Zrika is the avodah tama. L'chayr, if you hold shirayim as ma'akiv, that means that after the zrika, the shvicha shirayim. So it's weiter not the avodah tama. What's the difference between Zrika and Halacha? Halacha is not an Avodah Tama because there's Zrika. Zrika is not an Avodah Tama because there's Shvicha Shirayim. So he said, B'chayra, you could say, the Tosfos Yeshanim in our Sugya asks Akasha that it's Mavur in the Gemara that Trumas Hadeshen Be'etzem is an Avodah Tama. It's Mashman the Sugya that Trumas Hadeshen is really an Avodah Tama. The Chiddush of Levi that Trumas Hadeshen is Zoris Chayiv is because it's an Avodah Sila, right? That was the whole Gemara. But in terms of it being an Avodah Tama, it's Mavur, it's an Avodah Tama. Right, the Tosfos Yeshanim. Why is Trumas Hadeshen an Avodah Tama? L'chayre, after the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, there was another mitzvah. V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, coming full circle in today's daf. You had the mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen. So if there was a mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen shouldn't be in Avodah Tama. It's afraid to Tosfos Yeshanim. What was the Havamin in the Gemara? That you should be chayiv for Trumas Hadeshen. And Levi Shita is, you are chayiv based on a drasha. That even though it's an Avodah Siluk, but the only time Avodah Siluk is a problem is if it's mibeis l'paroiches, it's in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Forget about Avodah Siluk. Trumas Hadeshen is dead on arrival. It anyways can't be an Avodah that is Zoras Chayiv Misa. Why? Because it's not an Avodah Tama. Because after the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, there's another, the next pasuk in Parashat Tzav. V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen. Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, Gishmak Keteret. It's true, after Trumas Hadeshen, there was V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen. However, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen and the mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen were not done with the same Deshen. Trumas Hadeshen was done with a koimetz worth of Deshen, now we know the share. And then, there was a mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen that was done with the remaining Deshen, with which you never did the Trumas Hadeshen. So Zok the Tosfos Yeshanim, that klapi this cheftz of Deshen, Trumas Hadeshen is the Avodah Tama. Because you're not going to do another Avodah with this Deshen. Are you going to do V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen? That's with the Deshen that's on the Mizbeach. But as it relates to this Deshen that you did Trumas Hadeshen with, there's no other Avodah that's going to be done. If that's the case, so it is an Avodah Tama. So Zok, Rav Shechter, Zlofiza, Yeshleim, a very Gishmak. It's true that after the Zrika, there's an Avodah of Shvicha Shirayim. Which means the Klapi, the Korban, you didn't get your kapara until you did the Shvicha Shirayim. Or be in deshtik dam that you're putting on the Mizbeach. Once you do this Rika, there's nothing else to do. With this dam, the Shchita, this Kabbalah, this Zaylach, and the Zrika. There's no Avodas Hadam that was done with this dam. I, the Shvicha Shirayim, that's like the Deshen that's on the Mizbeach. That's different dam. And just like V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen is not ma'akev in making Trumas Hadeshen an Avodah Tama. Why? Because it's different Deshen. So the Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev in making Zrika not an Avodah Tama because it's different dam. So Enochinami, after the Zrika, according to the Ma'anama that holds Shirayim and ma'akvim, there wasn't another Avodah that was done. There's no question about it. And that Avodah is ma'akev in the Kashrus of the Garbin. But in this dam, once you do this Rika, there's nothing else to do. And that's enough to make it into Avodah Tama. So based on the teretz that the Tosfos Yeshanim gives to answer why Trumas Hadeshen is an Avodah Tama, it's Miyushiv, Kimin Chaymer, why this Rika would be an Avodah Tama as well. But there's one problem. The problem is that Tosfos on Daf Chav Zayin, later in the Perek, asks the Tosfos Yeshanim's Kasha, why is Trumas Hadeshen an Avodah Tama? L'chayr, you have the mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, and Tosfos gives a different teretz. Tosfos doesn't answer the kasha the way the Tosfos Yeshanim answered the kasha. And it's muchach from Tosfos that Tosfos didn't hold it as chilek. Tosfos held that at the end of the day, Deshen is Deshen. And if after the Trumas Hadeshen, there's another mitzvah you have to do with the Deshen, there's a mitzvah of V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, albeit with a different piece of Deshen, but that means that Trumas Hadeshen is not an Avodah Tama. So if Trumas Hadeshen is not an Avodah Tama because there's a V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, despite the fact that it's a different Deshen, then Zrika shouldn't be an Avodah Tama if you hold Shirayim as Ma'akev, because the Shvicha Shirayim, despite the fact that it's a different dam. And if that's the case, Hodja Kushi L'duchte, why is Zrika an Avodah Tama? Rav says that if a Zor does Zrika, Haktara, Nisach Hamayim, Nisach Hayayin, he's going to be Chayev Misa. Why? Because these four Avodahs are V'avadetem, they're Avodah Tama, and they're Avodah Smatana, as opposed to Avodah Siluk. Why is Zrika an Avodah Tama? If you hold Shirayim as Ma'akev, that means after the Zrika, you still have to do the Shvicha Shirayim. You're going to tell me because it's different dam? But Oy Tosfos and Yuma Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, that Tosfos struggled to understand why Trumas Hadeshen is an Avodah Tama, simply based on the fact that this V'hoitzeyas Hadeshen, even though it's different Deshen. So you see, Tosfos held, I don't care that it's different Deshen. At the end of the day, it's another Avodah with Deshen. So here too, there's another Avodah with Dam. This is the Kasha. So Rav Yitzchak Toiv Shechter said a beautiful lumdis to answer this kasha. And behektim achakira. When we say that the only time a Zara is chayif misa is if he doesn't avoid the tama. So what's the pshat? Is the pshat, and this is l'chura, the pasha pshat, that a Zara is chayif misa if he closes the deal. Meaning there's a chashivas to an avoid the tama. You didn't just do a chelik of an avoidah. You didn't just start the avoidah. You finished the avoidah. You did the avoidah tam. You did the zrika. You did the zrika. The avoidah is over. You did the haktara. The avoidah is over. Nisach hamayin. That's the avoidah. Nisach hayayin. That's the avoidah. You closed the avoidah. The gemar of something is a chashivus. And as a result, a zar that does an avoidah tam, that's a chashivus of avoida. And when you have that level of quality avoida, that's when the halach is that the zar is going to be chayef misa. But yesh loimar, that's not the pshat. The pshat's not that the zar has to finish the avoida, but rather the pshat is that the zar has to do an avoida that's defined as an avoida tam. Meaning you have to do the last avoida that's done. But as long as you do the last avoida that's done, even if you didn't finish the avoida, and even after you did what you did, there's still more that needs to be done. The halacha is that it could be you're going to be chayef. Meaning, the zar doesn't have to finish the job. The zar, however, has to do an avoida for bechefza haste an avoida tam. That means you did an avoida, which is the final avoida. But even if I myself didn't finalize that final avoida, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So he said, beautiful. He said that the halach, there's a machlokes in Shas, mefaglim b'chatzi mater, or in mefaglim b'chatzi mater. This is Kachem 101. So what's the machlokes? Mefaglim b'chatzi mater, in mefaglim b'chatzi mater, it's machlokes, Rameir and the Chachamim. So one of the ways that a person could have a machsheves pigel is he had a mind to do a zrika chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkami. Doing the shechita, and you had a mind, I'm going to do the zrika chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkami. I did the Kabbalah, and I had a mind, I'm going to do the zrika chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkami. Here's the shaila. Do you have to have in mind that you're going to do all the zrikas chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkami? Meaning, let's say it's a chatas. Chatas has four zrikas, four hazois. So you have to have in mind you're going to do all four hazois chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkami. Or if you had a mind you're going to do one, that's enough. Or same shaila. I'm doing the zrika of a chatas, and I'm having a mind, I'm going to eat the basar, I'm going to be makadei murim chutz l'zmani chutz l'mkaymai. I have to have the machshava while I'm doing all of the zrikas, or even if I had a mind during some of them, that's going to be okay. That's the machlokes Rameir the Chacham. Rameir holds mefaglim b'chatzi matar. If I thought it during half of the matar, if I was mechashiv on half of the matar, that's already enough to be chayef. The Chachamim hold a mefaglim b'chatzi matar. You have to have a mind with regards to the ganze matter. The Gemara Masechta Zvach and Daf Mem Beis and Perek Beis Shammai says that according to the Man Noma that holds that Shirayim is ma'akev, according to the Man Noma that holds that Shirayim is ma'akev, it's going to come out that the halacha is that if somebody would have a machshavas pigo while he was doing the zrika, but he didn't have the machshava while he was doing the shmicha Shirayim, the halacha is if you hold a mefaglim b'chatzi matar, it's not going to be a machshavas pigo. If you had in mind during the zrika, not during the shmicha Shirayim, it's not pigle. Because ein mefaglin bechatzi mater. So the Brisker Rav was matmi on this Gemara. He says, I don't understand. What shaykh is? Shvicha shirayim is ma'akiv. But what does it have to do with the zrika? It's a separate avoida. If I had a mind during two of the four zrikas of the chatos, it's okay. I had a mind during a chatzi mater. So it's totally in the machlokes. Remain the chacham. Mefaglin bechatzi mater. Or ein mefaglin bechatzi mater. But Shvicha Shirayim is a separate avoida. Gradly does the man dama that holds that Shirayim is ma'akiv. But l'chayre, the relationship between the Shirayim and the Zrika is like the relationship between the Zrika and the Ha'ilocha. And just like Ha'ilocha and Zrika is not Chatzi Matar, l'chayre Shirayim and Zrika should also not be Chatzi Matar. So the Biskarov is mechiach from this Gemara. That vice and vice does. That if you hold Shirayim as ma'akiv, it's not the pshat that Shirayim is a new avoida that's ma'akiv. Just like Kabbalah, Ilocha, Shchita is ma'akiv, this is also ma'akiv. No, if you hold that Shirayim is ma'akiv, the Shirayim is a chelik of the Zrika. It's a chelik of the Zrika. And that's why if you hold Eimafagl b'chatzi matar, and you hold Shirayim as ma'akiv, if you were to have a machshavas pigel on the Zrika, not on the Shirayim, or vice versa, you wouldn't be pigle. Because at the end of the day, you are mefagel b'chatzi matar. Because if Shirayim is ma'akiv, the taich and lum this is that the shvicha Shirayim is noch hazrika. That's what the Brisker Rav was mechiyach. So Yitzchak Dov Shaft said half of a fellow. He said that the yisoid of Avodah Tamah is not that the Kohen has to finish. He doesn't have to finish the Avodah. He has to do an Avodah that's an Avodah Tamah. And he said, I'm going to prove it to you. You know what the Raya is? Because the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Bias Mikdash, when he discusses the halachas of Avodah Tamah, the Rambam says very, very clearly that if a Zor would do one Zrika of a Chatos, or one Zrika of an Oila, or one Zrika of a Karbon, the halach is he would be Chayef Misa. Because at the end of the day, he did a Zrika. What do you mean? Why is he Chayef Misa? He didn't fear Royce the Zrikas. The Teretz is, you did Zrika, which is an Avodah Tamah. This is the last Avodah. Now, there's rather more of the Avodah that needs to be done. But it doesn't negate the fact that this is the last final Avodah. You rather did a chelik of it. But a chelik of it is mavu in the Rambam is enough. So if that's the case, that's why you chayef. The kasha was that why you chayef for doing zrika? If Yol Shirayim is ma'akiv, so there's another Avodah called Shvicha Shirayim, which means that the zrika is not an Avodah Tamah. Shirayim is a chelik of the zrika if you hold Shirayim as ma'akiv. If Shirayim is a chelik of the zrika, that means it's one long Avodah. So if I did the zrika and I didn't do the Shvicha Shirayim, I didn't miss out on an entire Avodah. I just didn't do the whole Avodah. So it's no different than if I did one of the Zrikas, but I didn't do all of the Zrikas. Because that was the Briskerov's Lomdis. That if you hold that Shirayim is Ma'akiv, then the gather of the Shirayim is it's a Chelik of the Zrika. Oh, if it's a Chelik of the Zrika, so Memela, it comes that I did the Avodah Tamah. So if I did the Avodah Tamah, that's why I'm going to be Chai. Meaning, without the Briskerov's Chiddish, that Shirayim is a Chelik of the Zrika, then Shirayim would be a separate Avodah. That's Ma'akev, it's the final Avodah. So if that's the case, how you chayev on the Zrika? It's not an Avodah Tamah. I still have to do Shvicha Shirayim. But loit the Briskerov's Chiddush that the Shirayim is a chelik of the Zrika, so it comes out that I actually did the last Avodah. It's a little counterintuitive, but I actually did the last Avodah. Why? Because what is the last Avodah? It's Zrika. I Shirayim. No, that's just a chelik of the Zrika. I didn't do the whole Zrika because I missed that on the Shirayim. The Rambam says, I don't even have to do all the Zrikas. The Teretz says, as long as I did Zrika, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So if that's the case, that's what we have. So again, two Hanachas to answer this Kasha. The first Hanach is that when we say Avodah Tamah, doesn't mean you actually have to finish the Avodah. It just means the Zohar has to do an Avodah that's defined as Avodah Tamah. But if you do an Avodah, and the Avodah is an Avodah Tamah, even if you didn't finish that Avodah Tamah, the Halach is, you're going to be Chayev. Shvicha Shirayim, if Yol Shirayim is Ma'akiv, it's just a Chelik of the Zrika. So if I did the Zrika, I did the last Avodah. I Shirayim, that's all part of the Zrika. I didn't finish it, I don't have to finish it. As long as I did an Avodah, and this is the Avodah Tamah, even if I didn't finish. And by the way, it's a Mefurish Rambam, because the Rambam says you don't have to do all the Zrikas. So if I did some of the Zrikas, that's enough. So that's Voy Gara, that if I did the Zrika without doing the Shvicha Shirayim, it's Miyoshev, why Zrika is considered an Avodah Tamah. I will save the second Aram Yetzchan for tomorrow.